Now we bring to this microphone another broadcast partner, a good friend, Brandon House. He has his own broadcast, Worldview Weekend Radio, and he holds conferences all across America, Worldview Weekend Conferences, trying to help the body of Christ understand what a proper worldview is and how to get this proper worldview by going to the Word of God. Brandon, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking just a moment after your very, very busy schedule to interact with us. I want to talk about what took place yesterday, Friday, down in Dallas, Texas. There were a group of Christian leaders got together at a conference called Under God Indivisible. And today, of course, we know Glenn Beck is involved in his Restoring Love rally that is taking place also. It's been a multi-day operation there in Dallas, and it's going on. Now, what is concerning me, this Christian Leaders Conference said they are working in conjunction with this man who is a Mormon and not truly a born-again Christian. I'm very much concerned about it. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, I've done this on my radio show. In fact, the website, Under God Indivisible, which talks about this, says, quote, "This meeting will be held separate from, but in conjunction with, the Glenn Beck Restoring Love Gathering on July 28th in Cowboy Stadium," end quote. All right, there it is. I don't know how you have something separate from, but in conjunction with, but what's troubling is, why would they want to give any credibility to an event by Glenn Beck that is described really in so much of dealing with faith? And if you read on Glenn Beck's website, this is about faith and a global faith movement. If you go to the Restoring Love Rally of Glenn Beck, why would these guys want to do anything in conjunction with Glenn Beck? And what's shocking is the leaders that are part of this Under God Indivisible include people like Kenneth Copeland of the Word of Faith movement. And then you have people like James Robison, who has talked about Catholics and Protestants coming together as one and has interviewed Word of Faith people and has talked to Catholic priests about the church, Catholic Church and the Protestants coming together and things that are very ecumenical. You have James Robison wrote a book with a Catholic, Jay Richards, who together then spoke at a church April 22nd of Jim Garlow. And so you have James Robison, Jay Richards at this event. You have Father Jonathan Morris, a Catholic priest at this event. I see another Catholic priest at this event. You have a guy, Samuel Rodriguez, who's reported to be an apostle in the International Directory of Apostles of C. Peter Wagner. He's printed in, listed in that directory as an apostle. We believe the office of apostle and prophet is closed today. You have guys that I just don't think we should be uniting with, particularly guys like Kenneth Copeland. And then shockingly, you have listed speakers include Ravi Zacharias, and then they go on to mention David Jeremiah, Tony Evans. Again, why would David Jeremiah want to share the platform and Ravi Zacharias or be at a conference with Kenneth Copeland, not to mention some of these other people, but then to be in conjunction with Glenn Beck, a New Age Mormon? I don't know if these guys are going to be on the platform, speaking by video. The Bible is very clear, 2 John 9-11, Romans 16-17, 2 Corinthians 6-14. We are not to unite with unbelievers, people who do not bring the essential Christian doctrines of Christ. So we know that Glenn Beck, by his own admission, is a New Age Mormon. Kenneth Copeland, Word of Faith proponent, I believe he's teaching another Jesus and another gospel. The Jesus of the Word of Faith movement is not the Jesus of the Bible. Many of the Word of Faith people teach that Jesus, when he came to earth, did not come as divine, did not come as God, came as a man who later was baptized and filled with the Spirit and became divine. This is known as Arianism, A-R-I, not A-R-Y as in Hitler. Arianism, A-R-I, coming from a leader who died around 336 A.D., Arius. So I believe the Word of Faith has a different Jesus. They have a different gospel. I know Glenn Beck, as a New Age Mormon, has that. Why would these men want to give credibility to anyone like Kenneth Copeland and some of these other characters and the Catholic priest, much less Glenn Beck? I believe, you know, in 2010, August of 2010, when Glenn Beck held his first rally, people can go to my website, worldviewweekend.com, see my articles. I wrote then that what Glenn Beck was doing with his Restoring Honor rally, where he had a black robe regiment of pastors locking arms behind him, literally locking arms behind him, which reportedly included imams. I said then that a seismic shift would occur in evangelicalism. We are now 2 years later. I believe this is another seismic shift. Why would men of the caliber of Ravi Zacharias and David Jeremiah and Tony Evans want to hang out with and be confirmed speakers with men like Kenneth Copeland and these Catholic priests for an event that is described as helping for a spiritual awakening. Very, very troubling to me biblically.
Well, it is very troubling to me biblically as well. Well, the fact is that particular conference on Friday is over. We're watching even as the Glenn Beck Restoring Love rally is taking place in Dallas, Texas. So I think to benefit those eavesdropping on this conversation, it might be better for us to now say to the body of Christ, what should they have recognized? How can they recognize it if it's going to happen again? And what should we do as true Bible-believing, born-again Christians?
Well, I think they need to reach out to some of these men, maybe like Reverend Zacharias and David Jeremiah and Tony Evans, and ask them, how do you explain this participation in this event in light of 2 John 9 through 11, which says if someone comes to you bringing something other than the doctrine of Christ, meaning the essential Christian doctrines, you don't greet them, you don't invite them into your home, lest you partake in their evil deeds. The Word of Faith has a different Jesus and a different gospel. The Church of Rome has a different Jesus who appears in the wafer and the juice through transubstantiation to be sacrificed for sins each week. That is not the Jesus of the Bible. So again, these guys are denying essential Christian doctrines. I think that's clearly what the Bible teaches. When you believe these ideas, you are denying the Jesus of the Bible. Paul says, I fear lest somehow some of you will be led astray, as Eve was led astray by the serpent. You'll be led astray by the simplicity that is in Christ. The Bible says if someone comes to you preaching another Jesus, which we have not preached, another gospel, and if you accept it, let him be anathema. I mean, I don't understand. Ask these men, how can you justify doing this based on 2 John 9 through 11, Romans 16, 17, mark those who are contrary and cause division, contrary to doctrine, and avoid them. It doesn't say work with them in an event for a spiritual awakening. Ask them, how can you justify what you did biblically through the scriptures, 2 John 9 through 11, Romans 16, 17, 2 Corinthians 6, 14. I don't believe these men can defend this biblically.
You know, to me, this seems to indicate that this world and our so-called religious world is moving quickly towards the Revelation 17 scenario, where a one-world false religion will be headquartered in the city of Rome, Italy, which will be controlled by the Antichrist. I hate to say it, I hope and pray that David Jeremiah, Ravi Zacharias, and Tony Evans are not involved in helping to put that together. But it is concerning that all of these activities that we see unfolding this weekend are moving quickly towards that one world church.
I agree with that, and that's what I'm writing about in my new book coming out this fall, Religious Trojan Horse. These guys are, whether they know it or not, whether they intend to or not, I believe many of these kind of people are helping to build a religious Trojan horse, which is a counter-reformation to turn everybody back to Rome and build a one-world religion.
I am so grateful that I could spend some time talking with you. I stand exactly where you do on these issues, Brandon, but it is good to bring alongside a broadcast partner who helps me explain to our listeners what our concerns are from a biblical perspective. No personalities involved. What does the Word of God have to say? So I so appreciate you joining us here and us talking about biblical concerns that we have on these issues today. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you on the radio real soon.
Thank you.